great.
All I can think about now is how hollow my belly feels. In Culture, Mr. Wells gives a great lecture about how modern America eras can be defined by their music. Normally, I'd be totally engaged. Instead, I keep thinking about foods that start with P. Why P? I seriously have no idea. Pastrami, pancakes, plums, pinto beans, pretzels, provolone, prosciutto, and a slight variation, pesto on spaghetti. Great, now I've got that going on. Spinach, spam, spätzle, spring rolls, sprouts, spumoni, spumanti. Yeah, I realize spumanti isn't a food, but it seemed like a reasonable segue. It's how my brain works when I go obsessive, and yes, I understand that's exactly what it is. If I let myself wander into compulsiveness, too, I'll have to go back and alphabetize. No, better not. Mr. Wells is already giving me a quizzical look. Quizzical. Cool word. I like Q words. Quiche. Quinoa. Quince. Equus. Okay, I wouldn't actually eat a horse, but a giant cheeseburger would sure go down well right now. Matt, am I boring you or what? I spent a lot of time preparing this talk, and I thought it was pretty good. The tips of my ears feel like someone just blowtorched them. Sorry, Mr. Wells, my mind must be somewhere else right now. Obviously. Do you think you can return it to this location, at least until the bell rings? He's smiling, anyway. Good thing he and I have a decent teacher-student relationship. I'll do my best. I do, and actually get caught up in the whole Vietnam, Bob Dylan, Buffalo Springfield thing. Not to mention Richard Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover versus John Lennon. Damn, if I had any ambition, I think I'd try to be a cult hero. Are there college courses for that? Can you get a degree?